Good morning. So glad you joined me for this short devotional. Since my grandkids moved in about 10 months ago, I have come to love the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. You know, if our three-year-old grandson woke up a little grumpy, which happened, and warm milk and a cuddle didn't do the trick, I would ask Alexa to play Happy. Of course, Nana would start dancing, and soon both kids would join me in laughter and twirls around the family room. Music, dancing, and praise put a smile on our faces, and it's contagious. But the music doesn't play all day, does it? You know, fortunately, God gives us instruction through a number of scriptures that promise us happiness. It's all about dwelling in God's house, in His presence. So how do we enter in? How do we go from a place that may be filled with despair, depression, disappointment, fear, or perhaps simply a dry place, to a place where we become happy, fortunate, someone to be envied? How do we find our way there? I want us to take a look at some direction from the Psalms. Psalms 84, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praises all day long. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to heaven. Actually, it says Zion. Sorry about that. Passing through the valley of weeping, Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also fills the pools with blessings. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. In Psalm 100, again in the Amplified, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say to him, bless and affectionately praise his name. The very first hint is that those who dwell in the presence of God sing his praises all day long. Both Psalms direct us to him through verbalizing praise and thanksgiving. I'm reminded that God inhabits the praises of his people. He resides there. Psalm 22:3. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. So the first key of dwelling in his presence is to praise. Now, to dwell means to live or stay as a permanent resident, to reside, you know, to settle down and make yourself at home. So remaining in a place of praise, even when we don't feel like it, seems imperative. I love Psalm 91:1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Here again, we find the psalmist encouraging us to dwell in his presence, and there we will find not only happiness, but stability. I want to go back to Psalm 84. I was struck by the fact that we will pass through the valley of weeping. There is no escape from that which causes us true grief. We lose a parent, a child, a spouse, or even a job, or we must move, or those close to us must move away. A tearing away of relationship as we've known them, a tearing away of part of our stability. The scripture says that Jesus wept, and we shall weep as well. However, this word says that we pass through. We don't dwell there. We pass through, and then we look to the God of all comfort, the God who promises to provide all we need in those dry, desolate valleys, and then they'll be turned to places of springs. New life will come. Water brings life back to desolate wastelands. I love that this scripture says the early rain will fill the pools with blessings. In my mind, early rains are those surprising, unexpected rains, the blessings that show up and fill us with new hope and faith. When that happens, we really do become strengthened and increase in victorious power. You know, God promises us deliverance, Psalm 107:19-22. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivers them out of their distresses. He sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and rehearse his deeds with shouts of joy and singing. We cry out and God comes on the scene. He sends his word to us and he heals us. We're simply to provide that sacrifice of thanksgiving and tell of his works with singing, praising him. Of course, we always go to the word, the promises he sent us. They bolster our faith and they pour courage into our hearts. And then we praise him for them. Psalm 92, it's good and delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises with musical accompaniment to your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night, with an instrument of 10 strings and with the lute, with a solemn sound upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your works, and the deeds of your hands I joyfully sing. Well, I hope that blessed you as it did me, and this will be a week of singing, and we will be indeed happy. All right, God bless. Thanks so much for joining me.